Let's try at a fast speed. Part 2, Unit 2.
Number 1. Where in the world did you put the file?
A. I contacted Donaldson then. B. It should be on your desk. C. He said he'd be in London. D. I gave it to Lynn yesterday. E. Just put it in the filing cabinet.
Number 2. When will you possibly find the time to go to the theatre?
A. I saw a musical last time. B. I think the show starts at 8 o'clock. C. I'll figure something out. D. I'm fairly free on Tuesday. E. Next week is looking good.
Number 3. Who decided we needed to be there by Friday night?
A. It came directly from the top. B. I'll see you on Friday. C. Don't look at me. D. It was Kevin's idea. E. I haven't really decided yet.
Let's try at a fast speed. Part 2, Unit 3.
Number 1. Did you check to see if anyone signed up for the seminar?
A. I'll send you a check sometime soon. B. I took a look at the list today. C. I think there's a sign for the seminar. D. I haven't had a chance to look. E. Thank you for looking into it.
Number 2. Have you told the director about your new proposal?
A. The subject hasn't come up yet. B. Yes, I'd love to hear your opinion. C. I'm going to get it from him tomorrow. D. I look forward to hearing from him. E. I haven't had a chance.
Number 3. Were you able to clear this with the London office?
A. I can see it pretty well. B. They said it sounded fine. C. Nobody has responded to my messages. D. I hope you have good weather in London. E. I got approval for this last week.
Let's try at a fast speed. Part 2, Unit 4.
Number 1. The email from Doug doesn't make a lot of sense.
A. Maybe he was tired when he wrote it. B. I read it twice and I didn't get it either. C. It seemed like part of it was missing to me. D. There's no sense in sending it to him now. E. Doug said he'd send it to us soon.
Number 2. I can't afford to miss any more days from work.
A. True, you've been out a lot lately. B. That mistake wasn't your fault. C. You don't have any vacation time left. D. I didn't think the bonus was very much. E. You can work for me tomorrow.
Number 3. Ken said he was ordering Chinese food for the lunch break.
A. I think he's actually Japanese. B. What should we get? C. I guess we should break around 12:30. D. That sounds like a great idea. E. That's fine with me.